Thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a bit of a weird one, actually. I've never actually interviewed a YouTuber before.
But I feel very privileged. I'm like leading the way.
Yeah, yeah. And absolutely, it's all to celebrate your book. I read it last night, I'll be honest with you. Bit of a late reading on that one. I was wondering whether it's like British or American. Which is it?
There's a lot of sort of British references. Like there's the rugby ball at the start, and then thatch roofs, because obviously before I was doing this whole YouTube thing, I was a roof thatcher.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a different career path, but I wanted to kind of incorporate that in and have a little sort of reference to my old job. So I don't think you get many thatch roofs in America, so I think in my head it's definitely set in the UK.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Perfect. Because it is, like, it's ever so slightly American. I guess it's just my mind of the comic book. But
yeah.
Then Evie references like Yorkshire puddings. I'm like, it's got to be British.
Yeah,
Love it. Love it. Did you come up with the storyline?
Yes, yeah. It was quite a big sort of like development. Like my initial idea, I sort of put it forward, and then as I read through it, like the more times you read through what you've written, you kind of adjust it every single time. So I think from my like initial thoughts on the storyline to what I came up with towards the end was completely, well, not completely different, but like very different. So it's always important to go over what you've done.
Yeah, and where did the actual inspiration for the storyline come from? Because I mean, there's the impression that there's something about YouTube culture in a way, about being understood and being different. And I think that's how a lot of people feel on the internet anyway.
Yeah, so the inspiration for it was from my viewers from YouTube. So a lot of, like, especially on like social media, like Twitter and stuff, I get so many tweets and messages on Facebook and Instagram of people that are going through issues, be it like they've lost like a parent or someone in their family, or they're having a hard time at school. And there's so many different issues that they have in their lives, and they come to me for like guidance and support. And obviously I'm not the best person to ask for advice on those kind of things. I feel like the only way I could sort of help them with that kind of stuff is to try and incorporate into a book, I guess. From the start, I've always wanted to make sure that my viewers were involved right from the start. So even like choosing the name for the book, I put a poll out for the name of the main character, and that's how Evie came about.
That's awesome. And I read in an interview recently that you did that you don't think you're very clever, but I think that you give hope to the creatives, because people that can't necessarily write very well or whatever, but actually having ideas, that's one of the most important things, right?
Yeah, that was what I was supposed to say. I was meant to say, like, I'm not very, like, business savvy. When it comes to, like, the whole, like, that kind of side of things, I'm not, like, I'm still, like, learning, so I'm quite new to that kind of thing. I'm very much more, like, the creative. In school and stuff, I was always, like, into, like, art, photography, like, media, all that kind of stuff, like, the more creative kind of things.
Yeah.
So a lot more creative savvy.
Yeah, cool, perfect, perfect. I was like, when you put yourself down like that, I was like, oh, Joe. I felt hurt on your behalf.
Oh, thank you.
You've also said in previous interviews that when you're a kid, you're reading like comics like the Beano and stuff.
Yeah.
From a like selfish point, really, on this one. Were you a member of the Beano Club like me?
I was.
Yeah.
I actually was. I used to remember on the back page, it showed that kid just looking very, very happy with himself in his like Dennis the Menace t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to be part of that.
Yeah,
I remember begging my parents to let me join the Beano Club. And I think I was a member.
So do you remember the like laminated card?
Yeah, the laminated card, yeah.
And the watch out, this Beano t-shirt bites.
Oh, yeah.
Did I've you have that?
Yeah. I think I had a different one.
Did you? What did
you
have?
Yeah, I think they might have changed it.
Damn it.
I can't remember, but I haven't got it now, but I wish I did.
I still got
it. Such a cool vintage t-shirt.
Yeah,
now. It
is. It's got Nasher on the front, and I wear it to the gym all the time.
It's the sort of thing you'd find in Urban Outfitters now.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We said totally bring them back out. I want to see you like papped wearing it. That would like make my life.
Next time I go home back to Wiltshire, I'm going to try and like rummage around the attic and try and find it.
Yeah, definitely dig it out. So Beano was a big part of your childhood, and obviously that's kind of influenced the stuff that you're now creating, right?
And yeah, that, and I did, like I said earlier on, I did media studies in A-level at my comprehensive secondary school, and I had a media teacher who was really into graphic novels, and she kind of introduced me to them, and so she lent me a few, and then I read through them, and we had this assignment where we had to basically record and film and edit our own trailer for a dystopian or apocalyptic film trailer.
Yeah.
So I did that, and it was as you do. And it was like one of the only things, the only tasks or assignments I got set where I actually did homework the day it was set. Like normally I was that kid that would do it like last minute, like, oh no, I've got media tomorrow. quickly just like bosh something out last minute. But with this, it was something that I was really, really passionate about and really took a real interest into.
Have you spoken to that teacher since? Have you like, does she know?
Funnily enough, I went back to my secondary school. They were really like, they were looking forward to the book, of course. And actually, that reminds me, I need to send them one, like a signed one.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
There's also like a reference in the book to my, in sixth form, I had two media teachers.
Yeah.
And they never taught at the same time, but I had two different media teachers. So I kind of, in the book, you'll see that there's two teachers at the front of the class.
Right.
And that's like a little sort of, it looks nothing like them, but it's like a little sort of like shout out to them in a sense.
You're quite a sentimental guy, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a very, very, there's so many like little, I like to call them like little Easter eggs in the book. There's so many that are very, some of them are really, really well hidden. So like later on, I'll start revealing more and more.
Yeah.
But there's so many things unexplained, which you'll find out later.
That's nice. That makes me feel all warm inside. Do you read your comments?
I try to, yeah, as much as I can, because like the best way to sort of get feedback on what you've done. So like if you want to know if a video's done well, obviously you can sort of see from the views, but it's nice to go through the comments as much as possible and try and think like, oh yeah, maybe next time I'll do what this girl says or what this guy says. So
that's cool. Yeah. Billy, 2 weeks ago, said, Joe, did you know 1D are splitting up because Zane left?
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago they commented this. Did you know about it?
Didn't it happen way before that?
It happened ages ago.
Some people get news later than others, I guess.
They do.
You must live in a remote island somewhere and just got a newspaper. Okay.
Yeah, I like that they worry about you, though. Like, oh, I must tell Joe. He'll be devastated.
Oh, you know what? I should probably tell Joe that.
Yeah. Josh says, I don't mean any offence to British people, but what are loo bands? I think he means loom bands.
Loom bands.
You've got an issue with these loom bands, haven't you?
I have, because one, I can't do them. I'm actually too old to do them, but like someone sent me them and I thought, you know what, I'll give this a go. And it got me so stressed that I thought, you know what, this could be quite funny for them to watch. So I filmed me trying to make loom bands and hated it. And now I always say like they know now that I hate them, but that's like the most, like I had a book signing yesterday and I think I have enough loom bands now to like make a swimming pool in my room just off loom bands, like, and they know I don't like them, so that's why they send me loads, like, they think it's funny, but I suppose it was for the first sort of 10 minutes and now it's like ruining my life.
Brilliant.
So what I see when I try to go to sleep is just loom bands.
Well, maybe that's the next prank. Maybe you can fill Casper's room with a load of loom bands or something.
I'm waiting for the day when he does that to me, because we do like mail opening videos as well, and whenever we get loom bands, obviously we get sent them all the time, he just pours them all over my head and over my room. To this day, I'm still finding so many loom bands, and it's driving me insane.
They're like glitter, aren't they? They're just everywhere.
It's like glitter.
Wake up with one on your face. Let's finish with this one then. Victoria says, 3 days ago she commented this one. I don't know which video I was on, but still. I'm surprised your signal, because you're cute and funny and a great persodge. A few spelling mistakes on that one.
How many bars signal though?
Well,
am I four bars or am I like worryingly one bar?
Precisely. I'm surprised you've got signal, to be honest, if you're from the Shire.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is it because you're so busy?
No, I don't think so. I think I just enjoy the single life.
Okay.
I just love it. It's very stress-free.
Yeah.
And it's just fun.
Brilliant. So. Okay. Well, we'll make sure that the fans hear about that and they... They'll be very happy to hear, I'm sure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and good luck with the book and everything else that you do. Hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
You're great persodges.
Yeah.
Is that the word? Was it persodge?
Persodge, yeah.
Persodges. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Right. Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.